All right, we're going to be joined now by Dave Gavitz. He is author of the book, Muslim Mafia. Muslim Mafia. Logan, do we have Dave with us? Hey, Dave. How you doing tonight, Dave?
I'm doing fine, Brandon. How are you?
I'm great, Dave. Author of the book, Muslim Mafia. Also, tell our audience, what is your background? You're a former federal agent, correct?
Yes, I spent 20 years in the Air Force as an OSI agent, Office of Special Investigations, and then after I retired, I became a civilian federal agent for several years going into Iraq in 2003, working counterterrorism issues here in the States right now, currently.
Dave, you can't see it, but I'm showing a picture, a mock-up of a hypothetical suitcase nuclear bomb made by congressional staffer Dr. Peter Vincent Pry, whose radio show and TV show I produce. I talked to Peter today. It is basically a 105-millimeter artillery shell device packaged in a large briefcase, is the description. I see a former congressman from Indiana sitting there, and I can't remember the name of the other congressman standing holding it, but I believe this is now in the American Spy Museum. You'll see it there if you go to Washington and take the tour, and it says next to it, Dr. Peter Vincent Pry, I've been told. And Dr. Pry did this as a staffer. Of course, he's a former CIA analyst as well, to show that indeed you could put a nuclear suitcase or a bomb into a nuke into a suitcase, pretty small, and do a lot of damage. Here's a book written several years ago by Stanislav Lunev. I talk about him extensively in some of my research. He wrote this book, Through the Eyes of the Enemy. He is Russia's highest-ranking military defector, and he went on to say that these kind of devices were planted throughout America. He also talks about poisoning many of our riverways and waterways and water systems for drinking water, and he was saying, as a former KGB officer, highest-ranking military defector ever, this is what Russia was up to. We have other former KGB guys that have also said this kind of thing's going on. A reason I bring all that up is we're now getting reports from people that are very concerned that something has already been brought into America, that the battlefield has already been prepared when you have Hamas, Hezbollah, the Red-Green Axis, and now we've got New York running this weird PSA telling people what to do in the midst of a nuclear attack, which is really kind of stupid because I don't know what they think television or radio is going to be on if there's a nuclear blast. Who's going to be broadcasting? The buildings will be dust. But then they say, get inside, get to the center of the room. Well, it's not going to matter if you're in downtown New York, if that's ground zero. Now, if you're over in New Jersey or somewhere else far away, you might be okay depending on where the wind's blowing, but getting to the center of the room isn't going to be enough. You're going to need to get under.
You might want to get in your car.
No, you're not going to get in your car. You're going to want to get to the basement under heavy object, a lot of mass between you and the room in order to cut down that radiation by the hour. But why do you think New York would be running PSAs now? Is this a cover their rear end move here?
Well, something that you mentioned a minute ago about the nuclear suitcases and the briefcases. Years ago as an agent, and I had the highest clearances that the country offers, top secret and above, we had many discussions about that same scenario that people coming across the border years ago were already setting up a system in place in the U.S. with the tactical nuclear weapons, and they could place them or have them placed any city, any town across America. And I think that our government knows that this has happened.
So you think that a lot of these devices are already here?
Yeah, I think they're here. You know, Russia's lost so much nuclear weapons, uranium and whatnot. Other countries have. It's no doubt.
When you say lost, you mean they've lost control of it. They don't know whose hands it fell into.
Right. There's been an abundance of nuclear material that has been lost.
What are some of your other concerns with how small and miniaturized? Of course, we know that the miniaturized nuclear weapon, I think known as a beach ball, was developed by one of Saddam Hussein's nuclear scientists, who now his family is reported to have, as I reveal in one of my documentaries, connection to some of the contracts with the shipping ports here in the United States of America, believe it or not. It's in my documentary, Sabotage. So, I mean, you talk about who's running our shipping ports and some of the Chinese companies that are supposedly the ones screening this. I mean, it'd be pretty easy for them to get some of this stuff in here, wouldn't it?
It'd be very easy to do it. And under the current administration, we're allowing tens of thousands of illegals to come across a border. They're coming from Iran. They're coming from Saudi. They're coming from many other countries, not just Mexico. And that's one of the number one threats that we have. 15 years ago, I wrote an article about Islamic sleeper cells in America and Canada. They're already in place, and now they're just fortifying what they already have here.
Tell me about something known as the PIG system. It's an acronym, but it's for cleaning out pipes and stuff, correct?
Yes, it is. It's throughout almost any city in the world. We all have pipes going through our cities, water pipes, sewage, gas. Those pipes have to be cleaned out. Something we came across in Iraq in 2003 was we got information that Saddam Hussein had actually hit some of the nuclear-type weapons from the UN inspectors by using the PIG system. It's just a robotic system, like you said, almost a ball, maybe, 2 foot long. It can go up to 6 foot long. But it's a robot system that goes through the pipes and cleans out the pipes. We had engineers from some of these systems who told us it'd be very possible to plant a nuclear device on one of these PIG systems. And people can look it up. Just go PIG, P-I-G, cleaning system, and you'll see what we're talking about. But you could put any kind of bomb in one of the pipes under any building here in America, and you could set it remotely to go anywhere you want to. And we think, we were talking about that 2 decades ago about this happening, that it's very, very likely that if we're talking about it, the enemy knows about it.
What would
because
you?
I got the information from the enemy.
Wait a minute. You got the information from the enemy?
Yeah, when we were in Iraq and talking to different people, Saddam Fedayeen forces, the Al-Qaeda that we had picked up, we talked to many people about how did Saddam hide the weapons of mass destruction. And one of the things that kept going up was this PIG system through the tunnels, that they could put weapons in these tunnels and remotely send them anywhere they want, and no one's going to find them. But you can also take that same weapon and put it under any building in New York, California, wherever you want to, D.C., and people could set that off remotely. You could place it remotely anywhere. Every building in America has pipes.
Tell me about, speaking of tunnels, let's talk about tunnels coming into the U.S., into Arizona, into San Diego, into Texas, other places. How concerned are you that the Islamists and the traffickers and the terrorists are working with maybe the former Soviet Union or with Iran or any of these other partnerships they have formed, and maybe your drug runners run it for running drugs, but they cut a deal, some of the terrorists, to be able to run in some of their biological, chemical, or even nuclear weapons. How concerned are you with the drug or terrorist tunnels coming into the U.S.?
Well, the tunnels are always, a concern. Under a president, like we had a good president who was great with the borders, President Trump, President Reagan. Now we've got a White House administration who lets any and all in. Tunnels are important, but they can do the same very thing, just taking a tractor trailer through across the border, just like we saw the actually murder of the immigrants in the tractor trailer, the 50-plus that were in there. If one gets through like that, dozens and hundreds get through, and they can have anything on those tractor trailers that you want.
Talk to me about Hezbollah, Hamas, terror cells of Iran already here in the U.S.
Again, Brandon, I'd written an article about Islamic sleeper cells in America and Canada 15 years plus ago. And I have no doubt, since I've been to over 400 mosques in America, talked to many Islamic leaders, the system for Islamic terror cells is already set up. It's been set up for many years, and now it's just reinforcements that are coming in. So they've already got a system in place, and you got not only the Iranians, but we think the Saudis are our friends, but then we look back at 9/11, and who were the majority of the terrorists? They were Saudis. So the Saudis are not our friends. I'm more concerned about Saudis coming over the border than I would possibly someone from Iran coming over at this point.
Do you remember the former KGB guy that was poisoned, Alexander Zelenko, or Alexander, whatever his name was, and he testifies. Of course, he ended up being poisoned with plutonium, and we all know that famous picture of him in bed dying with his bald head. But he had switched out and was not working. He was coming against Putin and writing a lot of things about Putin, including that he openly talked about the fact he was shepherding in some of the biggest terrorists in for training and funding. The Kremlin was funding and training Islamic terrorists. Can you speak to that?
Yeah, I can. When I was an agent with OSI on the military bases, Saudi, Jordan, many countries, Egypt, they send military people over here for training. Sometimes they stay 2 weeks, sometimes they stay 6 months or more on our military bases. We always had Saudis and Iranians and Jordanians and Egyptians that would come up missing. You'd have 200 show up for training. All of a sudden, the people who were supposed to monitor them would contact us and say, we're missing 12, and never find them. Well, we know where they are. They're going underground into the sleeper cell activity.
What about, so Russia has trained and worked with them quite a bit, the red-green, that's just part of what makes this red-green axis.
Yeah.
There was a former KGB guy that wrote a book years ago. I think his book was called New Lies from Old or something. I quoted it in one of my documentaries. But he said, he talked about gray terror. And he said, if you ever wake up, this was years and years and years ago. He said, if you wake up and you hear there's been an explosion in America, a bombing in America, and they go to blame it on the Islamists, don't believe it. It'll be us, meaning the Soviet Union at the time. And what he was saying was they may be the ones that do it, but the Soviet Union will be the ones behind it. So the Islamists will be the middleman. And I think it's called referred to as gray terror. How concerned are you that some of these Islamist groups are working as intermediaries for, let's say, someone like the Soviet Union, the former Soviet Union, for Russia?
Yeah, I mean, you hit it exactly right. The Islamic terror groups need money. And a lot of the money and the technology for their operations come from places like Russia and China because they all have one thing in common. They hate America. Russia hates America. China hates America. And the Islamic terrorists hate America. So I'm very concerned about that.
Your book, Muslim Mafia, how many pages is it?
It's almost 300 pages.
You wrote it with Paul Sperry, correct?
Yes. Yes, I did.
What's probably the most shocking thing that you reveal in that book?
The most shocking thing, if you think about it, Brandon, if you ask anyone who runs an office, actually, any office in America, any company, it's usually the administrative people, the secretaries. So what we found out during the operation where I had five people undercover inside CARE for 6 months is that CARE has interns that work for our congressmen and senators. They work directly in the offices, and every day they have to write a report and send it into CARE headquarters. And this is, it's going. They put staffers inside Republican and Democrat congressional and Senate offices, and they just feed information to CARE what happened in that office that day. Almost the same thing we did inside CARE. We reported what was going on inside CARE. They've got people in the Senate and the Congress who are reporting everything that's happening.
Are they monitoring shows like this? Are they aware that we talk about them and that you're talking? If they're not watching live tonight, will they eventually catch up and watch and realize what we're saying?
Yeah, definitely, because they're still monitoring everything that I do. We found the paperwork where they monitored Glenn Beck, almost everything on Fox, any major show, I mean, yours, they monitor. They're monitored, and they write reports on it. And they call it a hit list, their number one enemies within the media.
And what do they plan to do with the hit list?
Well, that was always a good question. They use it a lot of times to file lawsuits against people so that they will stop talking about these issues, and that's what we're seeing across America. People are really afraid. You've got teachers, police officers, who are afraid to say anything about anything Islamic-based because they're afraid of getting sued, and they know the higher up they go, the police chiefs and the sheriffs won't always protect them.
Is that hit list ever at a point where they'll actually start eliminating people, any of these Islamic groups?
Well, that, you know, the whole goal of Islam is to spread Islam, form an Islamic Ummah nation worldwide under strict Sharia law. Now, I've came across many books in the mosque where they talk about once they dominate an area, the first people that they start going after, and you start going after your primary enemies, and you start going after your even the friends who are non-Muslims once they no longer need them. Like you're talking about the Christian and the Jewish leaders who support Islam. These people don't understand is once Islam does not need you, you will be eliminated.
So they're useful idiots, just like the communists used to eliminate their useful idiots. They'll do the same.
They'll do the same, and not only, you know, just me saying that, but that's what they put in the material that's in all the mosques across the U.S.
And the reason they'll eliminate them is because they start screaming and hollering, and they have a lot of credibility with the base because they help bring the revolution, the Sharia, to fruition, correct?
Yes, they will use them until they no longer need them. And once they no longer need them, they would be the first ones to get eliminated.
Do you think
per their own words.
Do you think we're going to have elections in the fall of 2022?
It's scary right now. You know, when a Supreme Court justice can't even define what a woman is, I don't know what's going to happen in America.
I guess what I'm asking is, do you think the red-green axis is working and the Biden regime encouraging or allowing it to happen so they don't lose power? In other words, you and I know that Marxists don't like to lose power and give it up.
Right.
So
right.
So the great way would be to have some kind of catastrophe, which is why I'm nervous that in New York City is running this little thing about nuclear weapons. Austin has run a drill for dirty bombs. I mean, is something coming this fall that could disrupt the election?
You're talking about this fall, possibly in November?
Yes.
Very, very possible that they would go to any length to stay in control. I'm more concerned right now, right around the 2024 time period, because I think the Democrats realize they are going to lose and lose big time in November. Now, they may try to something to come up, but they got more time to plan 2024.
The book, still available, Muslim Mafia, people can just find it online and order it, right?
Yes, just go online to order it.
You have a website you want to promote or not?
No, I don't have one. Anyone wants to contact me about any of the Islamic-based terrorism issues, security, you can contact me at davegobbets@gmail.com.
davegobbets@gmail.com. David, as always, thank you for your service to our country that continues to this day. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Brandon. Bye-bye.
Dave Gobbets checking in, folks. Again, if you appreciate what we're doing, we need your support. Three ways you can do it. MyPillow.com. Use that promo code B66. We get credit. That's how we stay here. Also, WVWTVstore.com. And then finally, you can just make a contribution to my work and what we do and projects like this, giving out this book at our cost. Hope you buy quantities to give it away. Our foundation, you can give at WVWFoundation.com. WVWFoundation.com. You also find our mailing address there if you want to support us through the mail. Take care.